KQ4LOO Mobile.
Hotel. I remembered your name. It's 0TR. Tom.
Tom, how are you this morning?
Oh, we be out here mobile in about halfway over to Spartanburg. Just going grocery shopping a little bit.
I got to work a little earlier than usual today. Excuse me. I'm going to have somebody from HR help me update my resumes because I've got an interview tomorrow for a new position.
Congratulations, and I wish you luck. What time you have to get in there to work today if you went in a little early?
Broke up on me a little bit. I didn't quite catch all that.
What time you had to report to work this morning? That is early.
Yeah, I'm always here about this time of day, but I figured I'd show up like a few minutes early. So that way I can get my mind right before I walk in the building.
Wild Turkey will take care of that, but I highly don't recommend that.
Right, especially when you drive a forklift. Not too good an idea.
Right. Oh, we're just going over to get some grapefruit, and Bernice says Lidl's has got grapes on sale for $1.39 or so. That beats Ingles. They were $4 a pound over there for white grapes.
Oh, most of that. You said $4 a pound for white grapes? Wow.
Ingles, $3.99 a pound, and over here they're, what, $1.39? Yeah, $1.39 Lidl's. So that's a little bit of difference there.
Yeah, I pretty much lost your complete signal on that last one.
Any trouble from this area before? And I'm running 15 watts, and usually I just get it on 5 watts.
One of my little Baofeng UV5R HT, so that might be part of it. I'm not sure.
Answered that question, and you're quite right. It is that problem on that Baofeng, but I'm not a big fan of I'm not a big fan of HTs because if people move, well, you lose them. But they do work on occasion.
So far, it's served its purpose. I'm looking at getting an upgrade, like a 50-watt mobile rig here for my truck.
A really good idea. They make some real reasonable ones that are just straight 2 meters. I don't use 440 anyways. Never have. I got the capability, but I don't use it. But they got some real nice radios from ICOM and Yaesu and Kenwood that are at least 50 watts, and you never need that much power anyways around here for this repeater.
I've looked at a couple of them, and I found some reasonable priced new ones for like around 350. It's dual band, and I think I found one tri-band for close to four.
With a tri-band, I don't think, but that's personal opinion. But I find it enough just to have 2 meters because there's a lot of good repeaters around here. That HC Heart system, I was on it yesterday, which I haven't been on it in years. It's just outstanding. They link them up on the weekends, and guys, I was talking all over North Carolina and South Carolina. Easy as pie, and you can do it on 5 watts. But yeah, the biggest handicap with, in my opinion, with the HTs is that you're starting out at minus 6 decibels on the antenna. There's just no gain whatsoever on them. In fact, there's loss.
Understand that. The main reason I got an HT was in case I'm nearby some friends that also have HTs and we might be out in the woods or something and we want to be able to communicate with one another.
Yeah, that works. And I've had HTs in the past. I just went under a bridge here, so you might have lost my signal. Over here where I-85 intersects 29. Yeah, they weren't good for that. I had to use one down here, an emergency one time when I had to have my wife tow me in. And at least I could tell her when to stop and when not. It worked real well for that.
And the reason I was looking for a tri-band is just in case, as you know, I like to try to be prepared for any scenario, like just in case the power goes down, a repeater might go down, I can maybe bounce something off the atmosphere or something.
Do that at those frequencies. They don't work that way. They're all line of sight. But I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm just telling you the way it is. The only time that occurs in these frequencies is if you have tropospheric ducting or an anomaly of that sort, that it kind of glances off the cloud covers, and then you'd have to read up on what that is. But for years since I have, to be honest with you. But you can get up to 500 miles, but that is extremely rare and doesn't happen very often. But good thought. But the other thought is you're going to spend a fortune on antennas for a tri-bander.
Roger that. I don't know. I'm definitely getting a dual band. That's definitely one thing I'm going to get. I'm not going to necessarily go for like a single band, just a 2 meter. I'm going to go for the other ones too. So.
Yeah, if you can afford it. I didn't know if you could or not, but the dual band is definitely the way to go. And there's enough repeaters on 440 and on 2 meters around here, you'll never have a problem. I've heard a lot of people on 2 meters on handy talkies that were up in the mountains because they're up there near Caesar's Head and even Paris Mountain. You can always get into a repeater around here with an HT if you're up high. And you can even talk simplex a long ways if you're up high.
One day, and I think one guy called from as far away as King's Mountain, and he said he was on his mobile rig, but it wasn't HT, I don't think, but he said he was on his mobile rig, and I was able to hear him clearly.
In the mountains, height is everything because it's all line of sight with FM and on these frequencies, and it works really well on 2 meters and 440. We're very fortunate. This is N0LTR Mobile.
The reason I wanted to get in the ham is because of that. I could reach further distances than, say, a CB or something like that.
CB is lousy, and it's really filthy mouth anymore. It's really good for the truckers because they have to use it at their terminals. But it's AM, Tau, it's not FM, and that makes it terrible. And unless the sunspots are high, you're not going to get any distance out of it. But right now, we're getting at the height of cycle 25, and they might work fairly well right now. You can talk all over the world on 10 meters. If the sunspots are very active. But when they're not, you'd be lucky to get 5 miles out of one, and that's not assured by any means. And I don't care how many watts you use. If you don't have the skip, you're not going to get it. And they're about 29.695, someplace like in that area. But they are AM and the terrible staticky and very, very unreliable. So you did the right thing. Ham radio is a much better thing.
I was actually thinking about, getting a CB and a GMRS, which I already have a GMRS anyway. But just to have something just in case something does happen and I can be monitoring all the frequencies that I possibly can.
A bunch of guys in jeeps and that, and they're crawling in the dirt and in the mountains and such. They're just fine, and work great for that, even the GMRS in its FM. But the range on it is still exceptionally poor. But we're here in Allentown, so I got to let you go. But it's been nice talking to you. I hope I helped you out with a few decisions. And good to hear you this morning. This is in 0TR, clear with your final.
0TR, KQ4, LOO, I am out. Have a good day.